Andrew, do we have Tom Lyons from the Minnesota Military Radio Hour?
We do indeed.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning, man. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. The origin of Veterans Day, I'm sure.
Yes, we'd love to.
It was to mark the end of World War I. The armistice went into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And for that reason, November 11th, 1918 is generally regarded as the end of the war to end all wars.
Now, Tom, when did they change it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day?
Actually, in 1954, after World War II, it required the greatest mobilization of soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen in the nation's history. And after American forces had fought aggression in Korea, the 83rd Congress, at the urging of veteran service organizations, amended the Act of 1938, striking out the word armistice and inserting the word veterans. And that was approved, and November 11th became a day to honor all veterans of all wars, which is different from Memorial Day, mm-hmm. and shouldn't be confused, as Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving, and Veterans Day is the service of all U.S. military veterans.
All right, Tom, what are you doing on Veterans Day? Where are you now? And where will you be reporting throughout the show?
Well, I'm acting as the morning show roving reporter for Minnesota Military Radio.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm over at the Invergrove Heights Armory, and actually we've got the communications director from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs here, Anna Long, and she's going to tell us what's going to happen here today for the official commemoration of Veterans Day.
All right.
Yes, good morning. Morning.
Good morning, Anna.
So, you know, Tom mentioned that one of the differences, or he kind of talked about the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and one of the things that we have done over the past few years, even more so with this event, is treat it as a day to really celebrate and honor veterans. And this year we have some new elements to the program, so we're honoring our past veterans, our current veterans and military who are currently wearing the uniform, and then also our future. So we have some enlistees, maybe weather permitting, a group of about 20 who are going to actually take their oath of enlistment live during our ceremony this morning.
Wow.
That's something new. So really cool to see that future happening. We also have Governor Mark Dayton here, Commissioner Larry Shelato. We have the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash, Senator Klobuchar, Senator Franken, Representative McCollum, and then a message from Representative Klein. And we also have the 34th Infantry Division Red Bull Band presenting music, and a couple different school groups from here in Invergrove Heights who will be part of the ceremony as well.
When does this celebration start?
So we have a free community breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. Everyone's invited to that.
Gotta go, Andrew.
And then the official program starts runs between 10 and 11 a.m.
Free breakfast, Andrew.
Yes,
we'll be right there.
9:30, Andrew. Can you make it?
I'd like to. That'd be good.
In this weather, who knows?
Don't worry, guys. I got this.
Well, that's awesome. You know, that seems very neat.
A great point about the weather. Any extra food we have is being donated to a Union Gospel Mission who we work with to benefit homeless veterans as well. So
wonderful.
If people can't make it, we urge them to stay home due to the weather.
All right, sounds good. Anna Long, appreciate that. And we'll be talking with you and Tom throughout the show today on this. Yes, the breakfast starts at 8:30 and the program starts at 10. And every dignitary in the state is going to be there.
Still plenty of time for you guys to get over here. And, Mr. Lee, if you want to come over for breakfast, we've got the equipment. You can participate in the show all morning.
There we go. Just head over there, Andrew.
All right, I'll leave Sizzle in charge.
All right, Tom, thank you. We'll talk to you next time you want to check in.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care.